It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Las Cruces businesses will have the opportunity to be recognized for safe COVID-19 practices. Madison Staten explains.
The campaign will work in conjunction with the state's New Mexico Safe Promise, a certification program for businesses that promise to use safe practices. Councillor Joanna Bencomo is hopeful this will make customers feel more comfortable.
The narrative has just been so divisive, and I think this is something that's really beautiful and unifying and can really pull people together. Consumers can start feeling really safe going to some of these locations and seeing that seal and saying, they're doing the best they can, and I'm going to continue to support this local business.
Businesses that complete the certification process will be given a seal to post in their establishments. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
And in more news, coronavirus is making people sick across the region. But if you're inside a Texas immigrant detention center, you're 15 times more likely to have COVID-19 than if you're in the general population. That's according to the statistics from ICE and the Texas Department of State Health Services. Despite high infection rates, ICE detention officials are failing to provide adequate social distancing and medical care. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval has the story based on nearly 30 interviews with detainees.
I met up with Israel Rodriguez at a park just moments after he was released from the Joe Corley ICE facility north of Houston. He's 31 years old and wears a white t-shirt and the typical blue disposable medical mask. He describes the medical care he saw inside.
I had a friend from Burma, and he was a pretty good guy. And he was in bed for 4 days and couldn't get out of bed. And he was coughing, he had a fever and chills. And, he presented all the symptoms that the health experts talked about. But yeah, so he wasn't tested.
Rodriguez himself ran a low-grade fever and asked for testing. He was denied. He asked again soon before he was going to be released because he was planning to see his dad, who has cancer. The nurse wouldn't let him.
What specifically told me that no, that ICE had told him that they should not test us, that they should refrain from doing so, and that it should only be done so in the most severe or, a dramatic of cases. But as general testing or widespread testing, they said that was not to happen.
A mí en particular me lo negaron y no hacen prueba.
That's Roger Ernesto Lao Muñoz. He's still inside that same facility, and he says he couldn't get tested either. He's from Cuba and studied hygiene and epidemiology. He told me the only time he saw people getting tested was when there were large clusters of cases or when people were about to be deported. At an ICE facility in El Paso, one detainee says she wasn't tested until she was bedridden. ICE says they've ramped up testing, and its numbers show that more than a quarter of detainees test positive. The test positive rate for the general population is 16% in Texas. At the Montgomery Processing Center north of Houston, more than 200 people have tested positive, plus 22 staff. And if somebody gets sick, they don't do anything for us. One detainee there says they don't even give us pills for headaches. We're not using the detainee's name to avoid possible retaliation. He says staff did test people in his 30-person dorm room. As people tested positive, guards would shuffle them into another room in groups.
No puedo respirar bien. Como que me canso más.
He says even though he's recovered, he still can't breathe well and gets tired faster. ICE says it's taken precautions to slow the spread. It's given multiple masks to each detainee, and it's released more than half of the detained population in Texas. In a statement, ICE said it complies with CDC testing guidelines, adding that detainees with COVID-19 symptoms are checked out by a medical professional who decides whether or not to test them. ICE also says it offers voluntary testing at some facilities. But for those still inside, social distancing seems to be impossible. One woman in the El Paso facility who asked to remain anonymous recalled guards' orders.
They just made us rotate our heads. Like the person that was on top would have their head on the left, and then the girl on the bottom would have her head on the right.
Julie Posh is an immigration lawyer in Houston and says the public needs to put more pressure on ICE to release everyone they can.
The single most important thing they need to be doing is releasing people. that is the best way to stop the spread of this virus in the detention centers, is to get people out of the detention centers so they can quarantine at home with their families, with relatives, with whoever they may be able to live with.
She says most of the people inside these facilities don't have serious criminal records. And even though ICE has released thousands of detainees, in Texas, more than 5,000 people are still in immigration lockup. They're among the most vulnerable in the state to the disease. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.